Welcome back. It still is Hello Port Hackett at 92.3 Nigeria Info. Samara Kuchinedu here. I feel it coming by the weekend. A normal human would ask, what exactly do you feel coming? But for now, I'd say we don't care. It's a good song. Yes, it is. All right, it's time for Power Update. This is where you tell me about the supply you're getting at your end. Because as I said last week, and still is the case, I'm looking to move. One of the main things to consider when moving into a new neighborhood is the environment, security, power supply. When they get light, as a matter of fact, the rate of supply directly influences the house rent. If landlords know that in their area, they get a lot of power, houses might be more expensive than in other areas. So tell me where you're calling from. Tell me how much supply you get. Is it regular? Is it steady? And what is your billing system, prepaid or estimated? These are the questions connected to this conversation. The number to call us 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. You tell me where you're calling from and you give me this information. Where I live, I don't know. I'm getting more disappointed by PhD. I know that earlier I had talked about, you know, the supply chain, how power is generated, transmitted and distributed and all of that before I get it. But I have to be able to blame someone. PhD, you are the closest to the customer. I cannot hold the generators. I can't hold the transmission guys. It is you that I can hold. The only thing that used to be constant was that we sleep with light. That was all. Now, even that one is not promised. Last night, for example, okay. Let's just say that I buy fuel every day. Every single day. Every day without fail. And I use it. So that's a good way to explain to you my situation. Am I tired of it? Definitely. But I'd like to hear from Lovelyn calling from Rukboku. It's possible she has a better situation than I do. Good morning, Lovelyn.
Good morning.
Morning, where are you calling from? Okay, Rukboku, sorry.
I'm calling from the White House.
Yeah.
And that's Chicken Republic, yes.
Okay.
For the past 6 October, the date that I'm speaking to you, don't have light.
For the past 6 days or 6 months?
Have light.
Did you say 6 days or 6 months?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Did you say 6 days or 6 months? I heard six.
No, I said for the past 6 October.
Oh, since
October.
I'm
not mistaken, second week of October or third. Today, we don't have half.
They've not flashed it. They've not brought it and taking it. You don't have it at all.
We've not seen it bleak for one, since October to date. And we've been buying fuel, pumping water, running our fridge and all that. With how high rate of the fuel we buy every day since October, where I live. And they say there's something there, that they stole something from the transformer that we have to pay 1,500 naira for them to contribute and buy what they need. Transformer. We consider since 17th of November till now, we've not seen light. Nothing has been done. He did.
Who said they stole something from transformer? Is it PhD officials or somebody?
The committee instead of light said they stole something from the transformer that we have to pay 1,500. The whole of that neighborhood, we paid 1,500. Till date, we've not seen light. I paid my 17th of November. Till date, I've not seen light. We've not seen light in that neighborhood.
Wait, hold on. Is it 1,500 per compound, per person, or for the whole street?
Per flat. I live in Tunaru flat. Per flat.
1,500 per flat. How much are they trying to raise?
I don't know. I'm not among the committee. I don't know. I don't know. From the White House down to where I live, we paid 1,500. Today, not in life. I paid my own money 17th of November last year.
Now, when you go back to engage with the committee, what do they say? Do they say they've almost raised the money?
No, what? Reply. They will say, don't worry on Sunday. Don't worry, next week. People will feel like next week. Work on it next week on Thursday. Since that day till now, nothing like. And nothing has been done about it. Nobody's talking. Everybody just keep quiet. Nobody wants to talk because of people, in terms of their life, they're afraid of. I don't understand.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing this to public attention. I also think you guys need to first resolve this internally because you seem to have a problem in the neighborhood first before we talk about PhD. I had a glad day on the phone. Call back if you can. I've been in, oh my goodness, positions because it's happened more than once where we had a problem with our transformer. You know, I think about it every day. How do I convince a person who says, Sam, I want to jackpot? Like, what do I tell them to stay back for? And I don't want this to be me just responding from an emotional viewpoint. You know, but I mean, it's a valid conversation. If you have a close friend, someone who you have access to who says, yo, I'm moving to Canada or the UK or wherever, and you want to tell them, guy, I think you should stay back in Nigeria. Like, what do you tell, what points do you make in explaining the reason why they should stay back? How do you make that argument? Because it's still the basics. It is the basic light. Come on, man. We're not trying to build. We're not trying to get some electric cars. You know, it's not moving from fossil fuels. It's electricity. See, it is pain. I will not lie, because I buy fuel every day. As a matter of fact, there's a gallon in my boot right now. So when I'm done from work on my way back home, or when I'm, you know, eventually, I have to stop at the fuel station and buy for. It's constant. It's not something we're used to. I'm not exactly complaining because, I mean, it's not a today something, but it would be nice to know that you're getting small lights now so that you don't run gen every day. Let's say that one day your gen say, ah, okay, I'll make a rest today now. It's not too much to ask. Well, thank you for calling 0700923-0923. So what parts of the city do people actually enjoy this light? Where? I'd like to know. I would very much like to know. A friend. Okay, this is not for me. Good morning, presenter. There's no light in my area. Oyibo local government area, from market area down to court. There is no light. Since 2021. Till today. That's 2 years ago. Even the armored cable and the transformer have been stolen in most of the streets in these areas. There was no lights. Please help tell the chairman of Oyibo to come and restore our lights with the allocation coming to the LGA. I'm Gospel, texting from Oyibo. The power works differently, but I'm certain that your chairman is listening. We've been trying to get the PhD guys to come on radio. I know that I have tried to reach out a couple of times. And one thing I would really like to understand is, if there's a problem with transformer, whose responsibility? Because I have heard too many people say, we gathered money to buy transformer, and tomorrow PhD claims it's their property. That one I want to understand. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Sammy, Mr. Zion, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Zion.
The areas, they are constant power supply far from your office. So I don't think you want to come to that area.
I don't understand. Do you know if I know how to drive well?
Even if you have a car, you don't want to stay far from your office now.
Do you know where I stay now?
I don't know.
Exactly. So how do you know that far from office is not an option for me?
Do you want to relocate to where there is constant power supply?
If you tell me it's a bar, or I just have to wake up early.
You see now? That time you want to wake up early, who let you fix one or two things in the family?
Mr. Zion.
At least just look at your beautiful
it
wife.
Is not,
beautiful,
it is not ease. It is not your stress. Allow me stress distress. Tell me where there's light. Simple.
Yeah, Akpajo area, there are constant power supply.
Akpajo?
Yes. Is it the big way?
Akpajo is far, sure.
Okay, see now. Old GRA, at least tight our bones. And the Gumo Kalabo, Elekaya, this area has good power supply. I mean, the town has in some areas to have good power supply. These are nice places. At least if I want to shift a little bit out, is Gumona Elekaya Link Road. Good to have a good power supply. And if I want to add one thing for our problem here in River State, is I don't care. Most people that call there's no power in our area will ask them, who is your power committee, chairman in your street? Nobody. So nobody takes responsibility. You allow every problem of BHEV or BHO, how they call it now. So they only come when they are available. But when you have a power committee in your street, any issue, the people will rise up. Okay. They can interface with the PhD.
Mrs.
They
Zion.
Can interface with different people to make your street better.
Mrs. Zion, I have people waiting on the line, but very quickly, who is your power committee chairman on your own street?
It's one elderly man.
What's
I
his
will
name?
Not mention his name.
You have to mention his name. Because you cannot come and say, okay. You cannot come and say people don't know, and in your own case, you just find one elderly man.
We benefit. I'm telling you the gospel truth. We benefited. When I moved into this street, there was no street light, but we walked things together. Talking
okay.
to you, 100 poles are standing on street light.
Okay, it's okay,
I'm
Mr. Zion. Thank you very much. Thank you. So look for a power committee chairman. He says. Ernest from Onelga, good morning.
Baby, good morning.
Morning, go ahead.
Because we don't know our past, here in Onelga, maybe because of the power dispenser.
It's possible, it's possible. You need to know him or her.
Well, if you want to enjoy power, don't drive down to the clan of Onelga.
Okay.
It's what they call constant power.
Why?
Constant power. So you can cook. Do anything, do your job with electricity, and the beauty of it is that you pay no bill.
You pay no bill?
The bills have been taken care of.
By?
And you just enjoy the life.
So who is paying the bill?
The LOC. They are in charge of the bill.
I think that's unfair.
It's unfair. It's just a kind of giving back to the society. That is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to build an app for Nigeria. I'm just supposed to enjoy certain things because of what nature has blessed us.
Really? You're supposed to not pay power bill. Like, that's how it's supposed to be in Nigeria. Just have power supply and not pay.
No. We are actually paying the government directly.
Okay.
Because there are certain things we are supposed to be as a matter of nature.
Okay.
Nature has blessed us. Just like we have the PL, you just come out this morning and you're very clear.
Okay. Thank you, Ernest. So the resources you have paved the way for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Segi. I'm calling from Omogwa.
All right. Talk to me.
Yeah. For the past 10 months now, since April last year to date, we don't have light.
Why?
I don't know. And this is the community that holds the international airport in Port Harcourt.
Hold on. You've not had light since April and you don't know why?
How do I know? Do I work with the community?
Haven't you asked questions?
I don't. I'm not an indigent. I'm non-indigent. I base in Omogwa. For the past 10 months now, no light. A community that holds the international airport.
My brother.
It is a shame to the community that they cannot even work on that issue. A community that holds international airport. Carry your phone and go. International airport in the whole world. Omogwa will come out. And they don't have that for the past 10 months now.
Wait first. Wait. Even if heaven or the White House is in your community, every community is supposed to have constant power supply. You know, so adding that it holds the airport is not supposed to make it more urgent. We all should enjoy constant power supply. But you see, this indigent conversation is one that I'm not comfortable with. You live and work in that part of the city, and you obviously pay your taxes, so you are supposed to get some benefit. So how can you not have light since April last year, and you are calling on radio and telling me you don't know why?
I How will I know? How will I know? Is it anything that you just discuss on the road that you know?
When you... I try as much as I can to gain knowledge before coming here. When you ask questions, what did they tell you?
I'm not in your radio station. If I'm in your radio station, better. They don't have light for the past how many months now? Yeah.
Okay, so, I wish I can keep this conversation going for longer. We have to take a break. But I'm saying it's irresponsible on your part to not have a reason. If you say you've asked and they didn't give you something... Anyways, I'll be back. Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is Hello Port Hackett, 92.3 Nigeria Info, Power Update on and running with yours truly, Samuel Okuchinedu. And thanks to everyone who has called and sent messages stating the rate of supply at their end. Now, to the person I was having a conversation with before the break, I need to make this very clear. And I know that your frustration is valid. Not having power supply for a day, a week, not talk of 10 months, is enough to make anybody go gaga. However, you must not, because PHED is an easy target to blame, for obvious reasons, fail to fulfill your own obligations. If I've not had light for 2 weeks, I'm going to ask questions. I've had a situation in my neighborhood more than once, as I said, where we had a transformer problem. It was frustrating. I think the height of it was the one that lasted for a couple of months. And I understand the frustration. However, we knew exactly what the problem was. We knew what it would take to fix it. We knew how much we had to contribute. There were lots of things that we knew. And at the point where we were reporting the problem to whoever cared to listen, we understood what report to give. We've not had light because this is what happened to our transformer. The options are to change this component or to change the transformer. The amount they've asked for, that is a detailed report. But saying I've not had light since April, and I'm like, what is wrong? And you literally respond with, I don't know. It doesn't make sense, my brother. So don't get me wrong. PHED, they have too many questions to answer. But you also have the question of knowing what the problem is to answer. Especially for the time frame. So, in a bit to, you know, complaining and ranting, and let's at least try to know something so that we can make this thing easy. I don't know if it's going to happen soon or later, but if and when Nigeria does have constant power supply, believe me, you would realize that a lot of our problems would have been solved. A whole lot of our problems. Businesses will boom because the money you spend on fuel would greatly reduce. Productivity. There are too many things just connected to constant and steady power. We can only hope. Well, we not only hope, we can do something about it as well. All right, I'll take my WhatsApp messages, maybe take one call and wrap up this conversation. Dear Jude. Well, the name is Sam, not Jude. Eze from Omagua, please assist to remind the PHED and the Ikwerre Local Government Chairman that the whole of Omagua has been without power supply since June 2022. They should do something to address the total darkness. Sam, once again, please come to Eneka area. Light is steady. Okay, thank you very much. And someone is talking about a protest against PHED. SF Smart from Agri Road. Good morning, Sam. I'm Palmer from Port Hackett. I live close to our governor's house at Ada George. We enjoy steady power supply. PHED is doing well. My brother. You see, the first sentence was enough to tell me your situation. You didn't have to add who is doing well or who is not doing well. Good morning, Sam. I'm Palmer from Port Hackett. I live close to the governor's house at Ada George. Full stop. That's where the message should have ended. Because I want to live close to the governor. I want to live inside the governor's compound. I want to even tell the governor, you can leave this house. Let me live here. Yes, naturally you would expect that power supply at that location would be really good. Good morning, presenter. I'm Emeka from Umuebule 2, HA. We've not had lights in Umuebule for the past 2 years. The worst aspect is that there's no clear information on what the cause is. The place is almost deserted as people are trooping out to areas where there's light. It's an unfortunate situation for us here. I think I'd like this to be a call, because I naturally just have questions. So we have at least 18 hours of light every day, but location is a bit far from your office. It would take at least 20 minutes to get to your office if you move down here. 20 minutes. Right now it takes... Okay, let me not say. But if it's 20 minutes, of course... Are you kidding me? Do you know how long it takes for me to get to work now? Ah. My brother. It's 20 minutes is not... It doesn't seem like... Okay, I think I've taken this message. All right. I can squeeze in one more call and wrap up this conversation. 070-0923-0923. How many hours of power do you get daily? How steady is the supply when you have it? And what is your billing system? That reminds me, I didn't even ask about billing system. Well, one person said they don't pay thanks to the resources they have in their community. Good morning. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
My name is Gladby, I'm calling you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I am calling from Umeki Today FM.
Okay.
We have constant light. Our light is constant. We have lack of light. But the only challenge here is, like me, I stay in a safe country.
Okay.
And I am meant to pay 10,000 every month for NEPA bill. And each room here pays 10,000 for NEPA bill.
Okay.
For me, it's expensive, but there is light.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit on the high side. But what is your billing system? Is it estimated?
It's estimated, yes.
So you don't have prepaid meter?
They refuse giving. They said if you apply, we have been applying.
What has your landlord said? Because it's supposed to come from the owner of the building.
Landlord, we have already listened to him. Said he will think about it. And up to date, we have not heard anything. So on our own, let's apply.
Okay. Oh, thank you for that. I know that I have spent more than 10,000 naira a month on power at my residence. I have a prepaid meter. And... I mean, it's easy to justify why I would spend that much, because I know that there are times where we use power like our life depends on it. You know, but the thing is, even though you might complain about the tariff, if there is light, it's like internet. You know, I don't like how much I spend on data. I wish it were cheaper. But, you know, if it's there is the consolation that you're getting the service. There's something about it that just makes it easier. Well, I'm guessing this is how far I can go. Okay, I'll take one more call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
You're
I didn't get that. What's your name?
And I work to go to the
business. Okay, and now I definitely didn't get it.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
you're calling from Eche.
Yeah, for this year, this January, we only like, and for the previous like last year, they're not never normal, only the week they want to collect the bill. You know, the bill is just collected, people will see that.
I lost a call. Apologies for that. Well, we're hoping that we get to a point where power supply is not the conversation, the argument, the deliberation on any platform, because we'll have loads of it. But between now and then, we have to play our part in making sure that, first of all, you vote in the right leaders. Secondly, you pay your bills if you're getting the supply. There are alternative forms of power generation, which I'm looking seriously into exploring. I mean, lots of people are installing solar panels. People have inverters. You know, it's alternate. Doesn't last for a lifetime, but at least it's something. The basics, charging phones, watching TV, and what things can be powered. It's usually handled on that level. Maybe it might not, you know, take your air conditioner, depending on capacity, of course. And that might not be a basic need. But light is life. I say that very boldly because it's the absolute truth. And I'm hoping we get to a place of purpose and promise. Hopefully next week you will be willing and able to share your power update. Coming up at 11 is the news around Africa. And after that, we'll be talking about the new notes. The CBN says there is no extension to the deadline. My question is simple. If you've been to the ATM recently as today, yesterday, or this week, what notes are the machines dispensing, the old or the new?